For weeks, Democrats in Maine have been pushing to impeach the state's Republican governor, Paul LePage. To impeach means to charge, and they say LePage should be charged with abuse of power. But Republicans say there's no basis, and yesterday a vote to begin investigations failed. A.J. Higgins of Maine Public Radio has more.
The effort to initiate an impeachment order against Republican Governor Paul LePage arrived at the State House after months of off-color gaffes and eyebrow-raising remarks by Maine's chief executive. Only last week, LePage stunned Maine and the nation while commenting on the recent arrests of three black drug dealers in his state.
These are guys that are named D-Money, Smoothie, Shifty. Incidentally, half the time they impregnate a young white girl before they leave, which is a real sad thing, because then we have another issue that we've got to deal with down the road.
Democrats denounced the governor as a racist, something he denies. But Republicans rallied around the governor while admitting he could have chosen his words more carefully. Those GOP defenders included New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. The Republican presidential candidate told MSNBC that LePage was the first major official to endorse his White House bid. Christie said nothing would diminish his admiration for LePage.
It doesn't change a bit for me, my affection for him, my respect for him as a leader and as a person. He's a good man.
Like Christie, LePage is quick to assign the blame for any bad press on the media. And he told reporters as much during a press conference last week.
You don't like me, and I don't like you. I sincerely mean that.
The events of last week were fresh in the minds of Democratic lawmakers in the Maine House yesterday as they attempted to launch an investigation into alleged abuses of power by the governor. By state legislative standards, the action was unprecedented, and majority Democrats in the Maine House felt that if they ever could bring impeachment orders against the controversial Republican, the time was now.
Today we are taking a stand, and I know that we are on the right side of history.
That's Democrat Ben Chipman, who spent the last 2 months trying to get the impeachment investigation going. And after debate, nearly two-thirds of the Democrat-controlled House did take a stand, but it was in favor of the governor. So there will be no impeachment proceedings. Despite the outcome, Chipman's glad the issue got some needed attention.
I consider that a win, that we were able to really stand up and have a spirited debate about his conduct and about his behavior and the fact that it's not acceptable and that we're not okay with it.
What led Democrats to pursue the impeachment option was LePage's threat to withhold state funds from a private charter school. The school had hired Democratic House Speaker Mark Eaves as its next president. Soon after, the school rescinded that job offer, fearing the loss of state money, and Eaves sued the governor. Republicans defended LePage's action, saying Eaves' hiring at the school was politically motivated. GOP Representative Larry Lockman told colleagues that LePage was justified in taking a stand.
Given what we now know about the hiring process, I believe the chief executive deserves not an impeachment order, but a public service award.
Maine's Democratic Attorney General Janet Mills, who was elected by the Democratic majority of Maine lawmakers, had also concluded that no criminal laws had been broken. As for Governor LePage, he told reporters he was too busy to preoccupy himself with what he called a political witch hunt. For Here and Now, I'm A.J. Higgins in Augusta, Maine.